Here's something nobody tells you when you're building a coaching business. Your best referral just Googled you, and what they found made them pause. I'm Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media, and today on the Pod Bros Playbook, we're talking about the referral cliff. It's the moment when word of mouth stops being enough, and just about every business coach hits it at some point. If you're there right now, this episode is for you. Let's start with a number that might surprise you. 87% of people research a service provider online before they ever reach out. 87%. That includes the warm lead your client sent over last Tuesday with a personal text saying you have to talk to this person. They're amazing. That prospect still opened their laptop and Googled you. They looked at your website. They searched your name. They tried to find something, anything, that would confirm what their friend said. And here's where it gets uncomfortable. If what they found was a decent website, maybe a LinkedIn profile, and a few testimonials, there's a good chance they kept scrolling. Not because you're not good at what you do, but because in 2026, there are over 167,000 certified coaches worldwide. The market has more than doubled since 2019, and most of them have decent websites, LinkedIn profiles, and a few testimonials. The prospect isn't questioning your credentials. They're trying to get a feel for who you are, what you actually think, whether your way of seeing business problems lines up with theirs. And that is almost impossible to communicate through a static website. So what does a coach look like when they actually win that pre-call moment? They have a body of work, a podcast, a collection of episodes where you can hear them think out loud, wrestle with real client scenarios, and explain their philosophy in their own voice. Not polished corporate speak, not a scripted sales page, just someone you can listen to for 20 minutes and walk away thinking, okay, I get it. This person is the real deal. Here's what I see happen consistently. A coach gets a warm referral, the prospect does their research, they don't find enough, and they book a call with a different coach who has a podcast. Not because that other coach is better, because that other coach felt more known. The referral doesn't close the deal anymore. It opens the door. What closes the deal is the 20 minutes the prospect spends before they ever type their name in your calendar. Now here's the part where it gets interesting for coaches specifically. We're not talking about becoming a content machine. We're not talking about posting 3 times a day on Instagram or building a YouTube channel with a full production team. We're talking about one consistent audio format that does the work of building trust while you're busy with your actual clients. A branded podcast or even a consistent guest presence on established shows creates what I call a digital proof trail. It's a searchable, indexable credibility archive that says, here's how this person thinks. Here is what they've seen. Here's the kind of problems they help people solve. And for a coach whose entire value proposition is their judgment, their experience, their way of seeing, that's the exact asset you need to be building. I've watched this play out over and over, working with business professionals here in Scottsdale and across the Phoenix metro area. The coaches who have a podcast or who've done consistent guesting, they spend less time convincing people on discovery calls. The work has already been done. The prospect shows up pre-sold. They've already decided they want to work with this person. They're just there to talk logistics. The coaches who don't have that body of work, they're still doing the full pitch on every single call. And when conversion rates start dropping, they assume it's a sales problem. It's not a sales problem. It's a trust problem. And trust is built before the call. Here's a stat that really puts this in perspective. According to industry data, podcast guesting and long-form audio content rank as one of the top 3 client acquisition channels for coaches in 2026, alongside your own website and LinkedIn. Not paid ads, not cold outreach. Long-form audio, because it does something no other format does at scale. It lets prospects hear you think. And in a world where you're competing with 167,000 other coaches, being heard is how you get chosen. So what do you do about this? If you've built your business on referrals and you're starting to feel the squeeze, the answer is not to abandon what's working. Referrals are still gold, but you need to give every referral a place to land. A podcast, a series of long-form conversations, a consistent audio presence that confirms every single thing your clients are already saying about you. Here at Pod Bros Media, we help coaches and consultants build exactly that. Branded Podcast Systems, where we handle the production, the strategy, and the distribution so you can show up, talk about what you know, and let the content do the heavy lifting. If you're a business coach or consultant in Phoenix, Scottsdale, or anywhere in Arizona, and you're ready to stop losing deals in the research phase, head over to podbrosmedia.com/free-session. We'll map out exactly what a podcast presence would look like for your business. Completely free, no strings attached. The market is crowded. The referral alone is not enough. But the coaches who show up with a voice, with a point of view, with a body of work you can actually listen to, they're not competing with 167,000 other coaches. They're in a category of one. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook.